You're listening to the Chapter a Day Audio Bible. I'm John Stonge, and today we're in Psalms 120, 121, 122, and 123. And we'll be reading from the Contemporary English Version. Psalm 120, a song for worship. When I am in trouble, I pray, "Come and save me, Lord, from deceitful liars." What punishment is fitting for you deceitful liars? Your reward should be sharp and flaming arrows. But I must live as a foreigner among the people of Meshech and in the tents of Kedar. I have spent too much time living among people who hate peace. I am in favor of peace, but when I speak of it, all they want is war. Psalm 121, a song for worship. I look to the hills. Where will I find help? It will come from the Lord, who created the heavens and the earth. The Lord is your protector, and he won't go to sleep or let you stumble. The protector of Israel doesn't doze or ever get drowsy. The Lord is your protector, there at your right side, to shade you from the sun. You won't be harmed by the sun during the day or by the moon at night. The Lord will protect you and keep you safe from all dangers. The Lord will protect you now and always, wherever you go. Psalm 122, a song by David for worship. It made me glad to hear them say, "Let's go to the house of the Lord." Jerusalem, we are standing inside your gates. Jerusalem, what a strong and beautiful city you are. Every tribe of the Lord obeys him and comes to you to praise his name. David's royal throne is here, where justice rules. Jerusalem, we pray that you will have peace and that all will go well for those who love you. May there be peace inside your city walls and in your palaces. Because of my friends and my relatives, I will pray for peace. And because of the house of the Lord our God, I will work for your good. Psalm 123, a song for worship. Our Lord and our God, I turn my eyes to you, on your throne in heaven. Servants look to their master, but we will look to you until you have mercy on us. Please have mercy, Lord. We have been insulted more than we can stand, and we can't take more abuse from those proud, conceited people. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the privilege to be able to look at these psalms together today. And Lord, we thank you that just as the psalmist prays, we can look to you for mercy. Lord, we know that we deserve judgment and punishment from you, but based on the work that your Son Jesus Christ has accomplished on our behalf, we are shown mercy. Our punishment was placed upon Jesus Christ, and now through faith in him, we are completely forgiven. We're grateful for that fact, Lord, and we're grateful for the fact that when we look at a portion of Scripture like we just looked at, we see another reminder of your gift of mercy toward your children. We're grateful for these things, Lord. We're grateful for your blessings, and we're grateful, Lord, for your presence with us today. We commit this day to your care, and we thank you for all of these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Right now, I have a special gift available at desirejesus.com for listeners of the podcast. It's a free copy of my book, Healthy. In the book, we examine biblical wisdom for developing our spiritual, physical, emotional, relational, and financial health. So if you'd like some help or encouragement in any of those areas, stop by desirejesus.com and pick up a free copy of my book, Healthy, while it's available. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take, but I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.